I want to sum up basically a little bit what because we took a long break from Yichud, a couple of weeks off, and then we talked about Hanukkah or whatever. So I want to speak about a few basic shailas that come up, things that people have been asking about the whole time we never got to, and then maybe get to one other sugya, which is the paper you have over there, which is the issue of you're allowed to have single rebbeim and single moros, whatever. Or is that a problem of chashash the Mishnah talks about? We'll see. But the thing that I just wanted to sum up was people were asking about doctors, people were asking about therapists, and people were asking about video cameras. So to sum up, what a lot of these have to do with is the Heter of Pesach Pasuach L'Shesh Rabim, which we said is a machlokes. To explain that, so let's just clarify. So the Gemara says that Pesach Pasuach L'Shesh Rabim is Mutar and Yichud. So there's three pshatim in that. The most, I guess, literal pshat is Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds the door has to be physically open. And what's the maila of the door being physically open? It's like the maila of a window. You could see. So it's a very limited psak because, first of all, the door has to be open. Second of all, it only works for the area you could see it. So right now in this room, say if you're standing right here, because there's a window here and a window here, so, you know, whatever. But somehow if you're in that corner, so that's not going to help unless that door's open. In other words, you have to be in a place that you can actually see. So that heter is a very, basically makes it impossible. Unless you have a real, like, nice, you know, what? Yeah, you know, a nice window in your house. Yeah, I'm saying in general. So, correct. Next heter of Pesach Pasuach is that if the door is open, is unlocked, it's closed but unlocked. And what's the side of that heter? Is that people could come in. So, Friedman's going wild that no one actually walks into people's houses, and this is ridiculous. What are you talking about? If anyone walks into your house, even if the door is unlocked, you know, call the police. And we already gave a shir on Masira, if you're allowed to call the police. Okay, whatever. So it's not so pasha, that whole thing. You know, do people come in? Do people not come in? What's the derech? You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly if you're right. But, you know, reality, you have to be a little bit realistic that if the door's unlocked, people can knock and walk in. So then there's a heter of Pesach Pesuach, Lushas Rab on that, which is a much broader heter. Then there's a third level is the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish basically says that if the door is unlocked, you don't feel comfortable. You're not comfortable. It's not private. L'maisa, someone could come in. There's an off chance that someone could come in. It's awkward, obviously. And Mamela, that alone, even if it's not, you don't have to go and take a survey and make a statistic. How much, what's the statistical possibility that someone will walk in right now? The point is, it's not locked. I have no privacy. I'm not in control of the narrative over here because someone could come in at any minute. Memela, that itself makes it that's not Yichud. And Rabbi Felder in his Sefer and Yichud says that the Minhag HaOlam is like the Chazon Ish. Because otherwise, Pesach Pesach would never work. So, Memela, that fine. Those are the three shittas. In addition to that, we spoke out another thing is if you tell people ahead, you come in. You tell someone beferish, come in. You know, you give people rishos, so you give them the key or the code or whatever. So this is when you get for babysitters and stuff like that. Sometimes people will ask, you know, I have whatever combination of kids, but I have, you know, whatever, a 9-year-old boy, but I have too many girls to get a boy babysitter, so I'm getting a girl babysitter. So is there Isser V'yichud and Zor Shomer or whatever? So if people could come in... Right, and Mamela there, right, that's where we came out last time, right? Inviting the boy over, Gufa makes it better, right? So, oh, comes in, we'll get to that. Yeah, let's close it. I want to try to get to the car also. Okay, so these are the heterim of Pesach Pesuach L'Shus Rabim. Those are the three main heterim. And there's the heter of getting someone, calling someone to come in. And we spoke at last time, if you're going to call someone to come in, and that person also subject to the Yichud, then it doesn't help. So it has to be a woman who, let's say, has Baila Be'ir, so that it won't be additional Yichud. Okay. So now let's apply to these three scenarios. One is doctor's offices, so doctors and therapists. So a doctor where there's a lot of action usually in the doctor's office, there's usually other nurses, there's usually people coming in and out. So l'chayr, we said last time, it's a pashut that you would have a heter Pesach Pasuach, l'shus harabim, that if there's a male doctor seeing a female patient, then there's a Pesach Pasuach. Now, normally, I think, is that true? That normally, even legally, he's not allowed to be there by himself. He usually has a nurse with him. Doctor. So one of the from doctors in
practice.
One of the doctor. No, I don't know if he can do what he wants. One of the doctors in the community told me that he has a nurse with him at all times if he's meeting a female patient. I'm like, but that doesn't help. Because now you have two women and a man, it's still a problem. It doesn't help that that's another woman. So unless that woman's bile be ear, I mean, it doesn't really help. So the real heter.
Now the nurse can always walk into the room.
That's the heter. The real heter is the Pesach Pasuach heter. Is that what he has to make known to his staff is that they can come in at any time.
That wouldn't work according to the first sheet.
It wouldn't work according to Rabbi Kivager. It wouldn't work according to Rabbi Kivager. But we're for sure in the case where there's two women in the room, so it's Yichud Dirabanan. Right, we said that one man with one woman is deraisa, one man with two women is derabanan. So nichud derabanan, for sure you could be mekal like the other shita, so it's for sure okay. If the woman is a Jewish woman and she's baila be'ir, so the office is within the city, could be that's another tziruf. Now the question is by
is not coming into the
right, so that's why it's not so posh. Right, Rabbi Felder points out that it's very schwer baila be'ir over here because if he cared about her that much, he would have brought her to the appointment to begin with. Right, obviously he sent her. Well, she went to the doctor herself. Okay.
It also depends what's shot by the
year,
right?
Right. And that's a good question. That gets back into that other question. Is Baila Beer mainly that he thinks it's Baila Beer or that she thinks it's Baila Beer? Who's the heter on? The heter is because she's uncomfortable because her husband could walk in at any moment, or he's uncomfortable because her husband could come in. If it's us him, then you're right. If it's us her, then, you know, maybe not so passionate. But all these things, like we said, don't work if it's after hours, if it's a more, you know, boutique type of situation where, you know, there's really not too much going on, or it's after hours and it's quiet, then you have to be much more aware of these things, and it could end up being a much more problem. And then we said a therapist doesn't have these attendants because people don't walk in the middle of a session, generally. And b'chlal, like we said, disclaimer that for a therapist, what?
That's legal gospel.
Right. And therapists, b'chlal, the practice, the real proper practice is that a male patient, client, whatever you want to call them, is should only be seeing a male doctor and therapist and vice versa. Because it's just not good practice. A regular doctor is fine, whatever it is, but a mental health professional, you should only be seeing someone that of the same gender, b'derech klal. It's not a good idea otherwise. Okay, so that's
what happens if you're in a professional setting, if you're under a scope. And you're a psychiatrist in a hospital setting, so you're obviously...
Okay, so then you're invited, and people could, like, come in?
Not necessarily. You know, you're working on a psych ward, so you're one-on-one with that patient in the psych ward, in a hospital setting.
How much are the matzias, huh?
You're employed by a hospital.
I'm saying, but what's the matzias? Bottom line, what's the matzias? Matzias
is that bottom line is you're, when you're many times forced to be in a room alone with that patient in that setting, you're not in your own choice where you could say, you know, leave the door open, someone's coming, or whatever it is.
There's other jobs.
What? Could people walk in? I mean, that's the question.
Those
type of places, the stum of the privacy is very much, much more limited. You probably don't want to leave it too private because it's not safe. The stomach's not safe to do it. Okay, so what about cameras? So let's talk about cameras. So Rabbi Yashiv Paskin, and it's brought down in many svarim, Rabbi Yashiv Paskin, that cameras with a live feed, and someone's actually watching the cameras, works. Cameras that nobody's watching the camera, but it's recorded and someone could catch you after the fact, that we have no makar and shas that would work. The concept of a camera could be it's not worse than a window. So the Neidu Yudha says a window is like Pesach Pasuach because they could see what's going on. So if someone's actually watching and they could see right now, but if it's being recorded to the cloud and someone could go in and log in later and it's all just for disclaimer purposes, everything's being recorded but no one actually is watching it, right? So that type of camera would not work. Okay? So, and the doc, you know... It's not necessarily the Metzias. It doesn't always, it's not really, you know, in a lot of these places, you know, the cameras are being monitored, or even if not, no one's watching that, you know, but there's a screen with all the cameras and everything, you know, in big places, so then that would help. Or if you're in a private situation, like we mentioned, let's say you have a woman who's a therapist and she has to go to someone's house, could be she could keep the phone on her, and her husband's watching the camera, that would also be good. So a camera works, but pretty limited. Has to be that it's understood to be that someone's watching it.
Her husband can't be watching while she's doing therapy.
No, the camera's
It could be without sound. Without, you have to be on mute.
Oh, he's doing his watching.
Yeah, it would have to be on mute, obviously.
But it's not facing the...
Yeah. Okay. What about cars, like you mentioned? So again, we're trying to wrap everything up to bring the halacha l'maisa in.
The case. Right.
What?
Saying even cameras, if someone's watching, that's only in the view of the camera. Meaning, if you're in a house that has cameras and someone's watching them, you go into a hallway that doesn't have a camera. That would be a
right. So again, so we're not choishes that you're going to go in. The point is, kol zman you're there, it's mutar.
I mean, but you can't go into the hallway.
So if you're going to go to the, if you're going to leave the house, you have to make a cheshbon how that works.
Someone had this shot a little while ago where they're working on an office with cameras and their boss watches it all the time, but there's a bathroom. So am I allowed to go to the bathroom? Because that's out of the camera view. I don't know what the...
I'm not sure exactly.
Problematic.
Yeah, you have to work out the mitzvahs.
You could see them going
in.
You could see...
The door of the bathroom itself, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's
if it catches, yeah, that's for sure, okay. Because then you.
At the same time, I mean, it's
it wasn't catching the door of the bathroom. There was a hall where the bathroom was. So.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, these situations. Yeah,
so it's not like the boss is looking to see. Wait a second. He went in 5 minutes later. She went in. And they didn't. That's not what he looked for anyway.
Right. Okay. Now, what about cars? So cars is the heters of cars. If you're taking someone is Vaiter Pesach Pesach what?
Can always go out and stop the car and go out.
No, but it doesn't make a difference. Right now you're in Yichud.
Goes to the house.
It's not enough that you could leave. It has to be that now in the car. So B'derech Kal the Ikar Hetos Pesach Pesach. So again, with all the rules that we just said. So let's go with Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the... Right? No one's coming in. So the only Heter here, no one's coming into your car. So the only Heter of the Pesach Pesach is that someone could see it. So it's got to be reasonable that someone could see it. So if someone could see it, either through the side windows or the front window, so then someone sees what's going on. Especially according to the Chazonish, it's not private. The Etzim, it's not private. You're on the street. However, it would have to be a street that is, there are people around. I finally saw a number. Rabbi Yashiv says that there has to be cars passing once every like 5 to 10 minutes. So most times that's going to be the case, even at 2-3 in the morning. You know, it's unlikely that your mom's in a place that's totally deserted. You know, you know, so this comes up with giving rides to people and stuff like that, and shidduchim and things. That's for sure. But derech klal, it's not really going to be an issue if you're in a regular city place. Yeah, you know, in the mountains, all that.
They're not on the highway, and there's no heavy traffic. And it's moving smoothly, and it could be dark outside. Nobody's looking into another car.
No one's looking, but the people in the car don't feel private either.
You can't even see if you do.
But you don't feel private.
You don't feel, there's no sense of privacy.
I look in other people's cars. I'm
What? Self-drive, right.
Now the Matzo Klaius wrote that there shouldn't be an issue with nobody looking in. So I look in.
So much for Matovu Alecha Yaakov, Mishka Zechin Stroh. I look.
Tint your windows.
What?
Tint your windows.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is... Okay, so those are like the Lamaisa Dick a lot of the some of the Maisedik things that we've discussed based on the rules that we set. There's one Allah I want to talk about, and then maybe next week, Parashat Shmos, we'll start a new sugya, maybe. But there is one, there's the last halacha. There's two more halachas in Hilchas Yichud here. Just I'll say the Shulchan Aruch, so you don't have printed the Shulchan Aruch here. But there's the last halacha in Hilchas Yichud is based on a Mishnah in Kedushin. So I printed out the Mishnah there. So let's look at the Mishnah. It's a very interesting halacha to discuss what the halachic ramifications of this Mishnah are. So Mishnah in Kedushin says the following. It says, Lo yilameid adam ravak soifrin. A single man should not be a teacher. Veloit tilameid isha, and any woman should not be a teacher. Rabbi Elazar Omer, af mi she'ein lo isha lo yilameid soifrim, anyone whose wife is not around shouldn't be a teacher. So what in the world, what is this Mishnah saying? What are we saying over here? So look at the Gemara. Gemara says, my time. What's wrong with a single person, a single man being a teacher? Is it because he were afraid he's going to take advantage of the children? So the Mishnah says, we're not choishish for that. We're not choishish that he's going to do that. So what's the law of Behema? Ella, the Gemara says, Ravak, the reason why a single man should not be a Rebbe, Mishum am hasa dinuki, because of the mothers of the children. Isha, meaning, Rashi says, that the idea is, Rashi says, Mishum amasa dinuki imoiseim shaltinoikos, shemitsuyes etzloi, lahavias bineim labesa sefer. What's going to happen? He has to do the PTA, he has to do the parent-teacher conferences, he has to deal with the mother. The kid's a wild kid. Who's calling him up? I don't know about everyone else in this room. Who calls up the principal when you got to deal with the mothers are dealing with all the teachers and the rebbeim, and then my kid forget his lunch and all this stuff. So what's going to happen is that the rebbe is going to develop a relationship with the mother of the kid. So since the rebbe is going to develop a relationship with the mother of the child, if the rebbe is a single man, we're concerned of that relationship. If he's married, so we're not so worried about it. But if he's single, then he's going to be mizgare. He's going to get interested in the mother of the child. And memela, a single man should not be a rabbi. The state in the Gemara. Rabbi Lazar adds a chumrah that's not just a single man. It's any man whose wife is not in town. Any man whose wife is not around also should not be a rabbi. Which would mean that you have that scenario a lot. So the single man being a rabbi is less common. It's less common, that shaila. But the other shaila is pretty common. You could have someone, let's say, that is a Rebbe, and, you know, in the middle of the year, some opportunity comes up, he doesn't want to move his family, so he comes in, he goes back to his other place for Shabbos, he moves down, you know, and he's commuting for half a year before he moves, and his wife's out of town. So according to Rabbi Lazar, that would be Aser. So open Mishnah, basically a Mishnah with two lines of Gemara, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That it would be usur in that case for the Rebbe to have someone that's a Rebbe because he's dealing with the mothers. And the mice, it's even in today's society, it's like that. That you're dealing with the mothers, and this would be a problem. The question is, who do you paskin like? Do you paskin like the Tanakam, or do you paskin like Rabbi Lazar? This is a machloikas, we'll see, inside the Shulchan Aruch, it's a machloikas. It's machlokes between Mechaber, maybe the Taz and others say not like that. It means according to the Mechaber, it sounds like he's saying that a Rebbe has to, you can't be a Rebbe if your wife's out of town.
Or divorced.
What?
Or divorced.
Yeah, yeah. But that's even according to, that's according to everybody. That's according to everybody. That's according to everybody. Ravak. So I'm not exactly sure, you know, What? What?
It looks like according to choices, if you're divorced, it's fine.
So Tosis is learned, because we're trying to figure out what's the difference between the Gemara is not clear, what's the difference between the first Shita and the second Shita? The second Shita is the wife can't be around, so what's the first Shita? First Shita is adding what? So Tosis's mashma has to be that he was single and he was never married. So let's see in Shulchan Aruch. Fine. So that's one thing we got to see exactly how it plays out in Shulchan Aruch. Now, you could have a scenario where maybe he's the Rebbe, but you have someone else dealing with the parents, maybe.
How old is Tina?
What? Mistama in Beis Medrash, it's not like that.
Right. I'm saying it's
total. I think it's a little child. It's for sure elementary school age children. I don't know if it's past that.
Sixth grade.
Exactly, I'm saying. You know, but the point is,
Florida elementary school was the fifth grade. Everywhere else was the eighth grade.
What? Right. If you forget, if a kid forgets his lunch in school, what happens? Let's go with that rule. So, now, the Maisa, what about the second half of the Mishnah? That's even more interesting. Second half of the Mishnah says any woman should not be a teacher. So I thought this was just a recent crisis. There's no teachers, no women teachers. All of a sudden, the Mishnah says women cannot be teachers. What's going on over here? So the Gemara says why? So the Gemara says Isha Mishum Avasa Dinuki, because she is going to be. She's going to meet the fathers of the children who are being dropped off. So I thought it was also just nowadays that all the fathers are busy dropping off all the kids.
Oh,
what? Like in like whatever, you know, because all the women are working. So,
work.
What?
Because the women have to work.
Right, and everyone's like running around doing four drop offs before they get to yeshiva. So, No. So Rashi says, Mishum Amasa Dinuki.
Here. Where just the teacher? Then a woman shouldn't work at all. Shouldn't work in an office.
Why?
Because again, she'll end up getting into a relationship with one of her co-workers. There are millions of guys around.
Okay, so what? So it's good. So it's a good question. So let me. I tried to print the Shulchan Aruch. It didn't print. So let me just read you the Shulchan Aruch, because you see the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is very meductic over here. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is like this: Misha ain la isha. Someone's not married. Again, like I said, machloikis. Is he passing the Tanakama or is he passing the other sheet? Is he saying he's not married, he's single, or he's not ain la isha means she's not around. He has a wife, but she's not around. Machloikis, what it means. Lo yilame tinoikis mveishi imais habanim, because the mothers of the children boys lebeis hasefer livneim, and he deals with them. V'nimtza misgare b'noshim. He ends up getting involved with these women. V'chein isha lo tilame k'tanim. So here it says k'tanim, changes the word. Diktuk number one. Mipnei avoy sehem, because of the fathers. Shehem boim, because they come. Biglal b'nehem, they come for the children. V'nimtzu misyachadin ima. So here, the chash is different. The chash is not that the woman is going to get involved with the man.
It's not here.
Because she is not the one that gets nizgar. She doesn't. The nature that the Gemara seems to be going here is that the man is the one that initiates the relationship. So he's busy. If he's the teacher, so then he could be mizgara in the mothers. If she's the teacher, she's not being mizgara with the fathers. But it's a more practical concern that could be yichud. It could be yichud.
I mean, wouldn't the fathers be mizgara with her? So it's the same issue.
No, but the fathers have a husband, have a wife and kids. So we're not worried about that. We're only worried about singles. So you want to know a single guy can bring his it's all far fetched case.
Married.
Yeah, never mad. Why is he? And he's dropping off someone else's kids. I mean. So the question here is, why is it that we're worried about yichud by the woman and nisgar by the man? So the Bach has a meridika diak here. We learned last night. The Bach has a diak here. I don't have it inside. Didn't print, but listen carefully. He says, when we say in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, by the father, a single guy shouldn't be a Rebbe. By the mother, it didn't say Beis HaSefer. So the Bach says, and the Metzias is mamash like that today also. The Bach says, what are we talking about? We're talking about a woman Moro as a playgroup in her house. We're talking about a woman Moro as a playgroup in her house. The Rebbe is never doing it in his house, he's doing it in the yeshiva. So the Rebbe is doing it in the yeshiva, we're not worried about Yichud. We're not worried that he's going to be misyached with the mothers, because it's a public place. Yichud. There's no concern of yichud here with the husband, with the single guy. What's the concern? It's only the relationship with the mothers. So therefore, as long as he's married, and even if his wife kipshut is out of town, we paskin, That's okay. We're not worried about yichud. We're worried about mizgara. And if he's his wife, he's not going to be mizgara, and he's in a public place. But the mother is in her own house. She's doing the playgroup in her house. This is the Bach says. Unbelievable. So the Bach says, so now she is, if her husband's not around, so then when the fathers drop off the kids, it's yichud.
It's the public, it's the street.
So you go into the house.
No, if you go into the house and you pick up your kid 10 minutes early and there's four kids in a crib sleeping and you go pick up your kid, so it could be yichud. So as long as baila be'ir.
That's
like
psalach.
Okay,
so. Because it's a play.
Yeah, except that most of them have locked doors so the kids don't get out also. So.
Right, right. She's going to come in and say, lock the door. It's right, lock the door because there's 14 other kids.
In the typical cases, you're picking up the kid late, so the kid's inside crying, you're going in to get the kid's having a meltdown, and the door's locked.
And it takes you 15 minutes, and you're both sitting there, you and the trying to calm down the kid. Whatever. So it's a shashav yichud. So we're not worried about mizgare, but we're worried about fakir. By the man, we're worried about mizgare, that he can get involved with the teacher and with the mother, but we're not worried about yichud because he's doing it in yeshiva. By the mother, we're not worried about Mizgara because she's not the one that does Mizgara. We're not worried about her getting involved with the fathers. We worry about the Yichud because now the father's going to come in and be Misyachid with her. So therefore, as long as the husband is Baila Be'ir, it'll be enough. But this taka would be an issue if you would have a single woman doing a playgroup in her house. Meaning, let's say, obviously, or her husband's out of town. Let's say you have a woman does a playgroup, she's married, but her husband's on a business trip. So now you're back to this shayla. If she has assistance or whatever, but like theoretically speaking,
one assistant, one help. Anyway,
what?
One assistant, one help.
Well, if Baila Be'ir, if she has,
if assistance Baila
Be'ir. Right, if the assistance Baila Be'ir, so then that would help. So this brings up your issue, which is more common. You know, a man who's not married being a rebbe is not often, not so common. It's pretty rare. It happens, but it's rare. But this other scenario could happen. You could have a divorced woman, almana. You could have different scenarios that single women do these types of play groups and stuff like that. And that's lemais an open sif in Shulchan Aruch. She shouldn't do these types of play group. That's why it says ketanim, because it's talking about this type of play group scenario. Right. Now, the Beis Shmuel says, as long as the husband's around, there's no yichud. But let's say the husband's on a business trip, or it's a single woman, it would seem to be that it could be an issue. It's like I'm just reading the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not like adding anything. I'm just saying is that it's not so pashut. So here in this sefer, Rabbi Felder, so he talks about this. He brings down this halacha, and he says. He says, you could, if it's Baila Be'ir, Mulukuli Amo, and Baila Eina Be'ir, Osir L'Isha L'Lamet Tinoikos. Now, unless she's careful, that she'll always make sure, like what you said, that there's never going to be Yichud. The rule is, it's like a rule. She gives that the rule, that Kol Zman, there's any parent in the place, the door has to stay open.
So why do they have to have a halacha that it's usher for her to do that if it's only usher while it's yichud? Meaning, well, it sounds like
no,
the idea
she
that
can't do it because of a chashash yichud.
Okay, so then even if she's extra careful, you can't do that because it's too complicated.
That's why I said it can't be that she she happens to keep the door open. It has to be a rule that this type of scenario we never leave the door closed. So then you're out of that.
Would be fine.
So then it's like a different type of setup.
What's your differentiation between a divorced man and a single man?
I'm not sure there is.
Oh, there is.
No, I mean, some shittas.
This might be a shitta like that.
Yeah, but we don't go like that. I agree.
Is this true? Even today's schools, I'm saying there's an office staff.
No, so schools are not, but I'm saying a playgroup in your house.
I'm saying for the Rebbe. You know, she's not calling the Rebbe to find out what's
she's
going on.
She's not?
She's calling the office staff.
Sure she is.
You call at night.
Okay,
you know, you can call at night.
Miss Garvahem is the one time a year with the parent ginger conferences. Miss Garvahem is that mean you saying that she's the capo?
Yeah, because the kid lost his lunch. He forgot his lunch. I don't know. How's he doing? No, office staff has nothing to do with that. I want to know how the Rebbe's doing. I want to know how the kid's doing in class.
I mean, it's the stam. It's like being the capo that or the capo in like the day to day whatever. Meaning,
if a rebbe has no shaitas to the kids' parents, or any of the kids' parents, except for once a year, parent-teacher conferences, there's something wrong.
Might should be these.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting scenario. It could be you could set it up that the rebbe is like the Rebbe, and then there's someone else in, that deals.
Yeah, Mola school was the Rebbe would sit there with the kids all day. You go.
It's
in,
a little different. I'm not saying it's exactly the same, but I think it's
now
applicable.
You go in. There's a security. There's an office staff. There's
you have to deal. I hear. I'm bringing it up. It's the last sniff over here, and. Well, next week in Mitzvah Shem, we'll move on to the next one.